Hey, can you tell us a little bit about your interviews and stuff that you had with the Broncos, if you had any contact with them, and kind of what you're going through right now?
Right now it's a lot of excitement, when you talk about contact, there wasn't a lot of contact there, like there was the other teams, and it was kind of put under wraps. It was kind of a shock that they picked me, so I'm pretty excited.
So when you got the phone call right now, what did they tell you? What's kind of going on at your draft party right now?
I got all my friends, all my family out here, and some friends, and as you know, I was raised by another family, and they're all excited, and they're just happy to accomplish my dream.
Can you tell us a little bit about what sort of player you are, what sort of skill set you have, and what sort of strengths you think you bring to the Broncos?
As far as what kind of player I am, I bring a certain type of leadership to the team, and, obviously I'm not going to come right away and be a leader, but, I'm going to try to learn from everybody and just try to do everything I can to help us win a championship.
You played all around on the defensive line. You even played some nose a few years ago. Where are you most comfortable on the defensive line?
Honestly, it's all the same to me. And I just want to do whatever they need me to do. And whatever they need me to do is what I'll be the best at, what I'll be most comfortable with.
At what point in the draft had your agent and people close to you had told you to expect to go? Was it the second round? Was it later?
It was either the end of the first or the beginning of the second.
We've got a couple different weights on you there, Derek. What do you weigh?
My weight right now,
300?
300, yeah.
Three technique, I think, is what they're looking for you to play, right?
Yeah.
Hey, Derek. Now that you get to join a defense that includes Von Miller, Elvis Dumervil, Champ Bailey, what do you think?
I mean, it's a huge privilege. I couldn't ask for any better spot to be going into than the best defense in the NFL right now. And, hopefully I can just learn from those guys and help show you getting the quarterback now.
It says here that you reside with your grandmother. Is that along with your parents, or can you talk about that?
No, I don't stay with my grandma. I stay with the Hopple family. And they took me in when I was about a freshman in high school. Had a falling out with my stepfather, and him and my real mom were divorced. I don't know my real dad, but that's who I stay with.
Okay, you stay with who again then?
The Hopple family.
Crazy audio.
Derek, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
People are all calling and stuff.
That's all right. Hey, John Elway has said that he wants his early draft picks to step in and be immediate contributors, immediate starters. Are you ready for that kind of fairly expansive role right away?
Absolutely. I'm not the type of guy to sit around and wait. I want to get ready for the next.
So what's it like sitting through the first round and now coming into the second round and not knowing who's going to take you, but then the Denver Broncos use their first pick of the 2012 draft on you?
It's a privilege. And, I was a little, I could say, upset. I felt kind of selfish for being upset last night because, I didn't get taken. And I was just kind of taking it as a chip on my shoulder. And I just hope I can come in.
I see with the stats you have 9.5 sacks and 21 and a half tackles for loss. So you're not really the stand them up, take on two blockers, run stuffer. You like to get in the backfield.
Information about this.
I just want to win.
Hey, Derek, when you were at the combine, were the Broncos one of the teams that you talked with? You performed well at the combine. How much do you think that that helped your stock rise to go as high as you did?
One more here, Derek. Is there anything you can tell us about kind of what you're like off the field? What are some of your other interests besides football, and something that maybe isn't in this football bio here?
Derek, thank you for your time.
See you tomorrow. Thanks, Derek.